you, brother. I forgot two things.
Yeah, you forgot shit.
I forgot that. And I forgot my pen. Sorry about that.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's open in prayer here. Father, we just thank you for this time, Father, just to come to study your word, Father, on the third person of your Trinity, Father, the Holy Spirit. Father, just be with me, Father, as I just share from this lesson, Father. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, the Holy Spirit's part and organization of the church. 1 Corinthians 12-14. Okay, it's going to be kind of lengthy reading there, but oh well. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracle, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and having been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I am not of the eye, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. If the body were an eye, where were the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now, as God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it had pleased him, and if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacketh, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly, teachers, after that, miracles and gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts? And yet shew unto you a more excellent way. Do I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my good to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Doeth not behave itself unseemly. Seeking not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly. But then face to face now I know in part. But then shall I know then, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. And follow after charity, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesies, for greater is he that prophesies than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive edifying. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine? And even things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sound, how shall it be known what is pipe or harp? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So likewise, ye accept, ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood. How shall it be known what is spoken? And for ye shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Even so ye, forbear for as much as ye are jealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Wherefore him that speaketh in an unknown tongue, pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I was seeing with understanding also. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all. Yet in the church I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that my voice I might teach others also, and then 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, when men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto the people, and let all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and therein those that are unlearned or unbelieving will not say that ye are mad. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and thus all the secrets of the heart may manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God, and report that God is in you of a truth. How is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tone, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or by both by three, and by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace, for ye may all prophesy one by one, and that all may learn and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also says the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for the women to speak in the church. What came the word of God out of you, or came it unto you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues, let all things be done decently and in order. Okay. The introduction he puts here, Paul being led by the Holy Spirit began teaching on the subject of spiritual gifts, which is the organization of the church, by pointing out that there was much ignorance in the church at Corinth about gifts. He opened in 1 Corinthians 12:1 by saying, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. And he closed in 1 Corinthians 14:38 by saying, but if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. That remains true in the New Testament church of today in 2021 and 2023 or whatever. There is very little teaching on spiritual gifts in churches today, and there's less practice that there is teaching on spiritual gifts. That is said indeed in light of the teaching of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 14. Paul teaches clearly and without any misunderstanding that spiritual gifts organized scripturally and practice is the key to a church being successful. Let's start by the following. Acts chapter 2, 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came round a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Peter and the apostles, they were speaking in their own language, but the people there was hearing in their language. It was called languages. It wasn't really tongues. Tongues means languages. And the gifts given by the Holy Spirit to believers are spiritual gifts. These are totally different from natural abilities. Spiritual gifts are essential to do spiritual work, and they are to make the church, the body of Christ, function successfully. And Paul pictures the church there in 1 Corinthians 12 as like a human body. The eye is no good without the ear, and the ear is no good without. And Jesus Christ is the head of the church, his body. And then the pastor. The Holy Spirit assigns a special spiritual gift to every saved person. Yeah. Whether we know or not, but we all know we do have one gift, and that's witnessing. And they are not natural abilities. You have been given a gift, a place in the body of Christ. And the gifts are salvation gifts in 1 Corinthians 12:13. You received a gift when the Spirit baptized you in the body of Christ. You are given a certain place in the body. And the gifts are certain gifts to benefit every member of the body. 1 Corinthians 7. And then gifts are given to help other parts of the body profit with all. The Holy Spirit is continually organizing the church. Every member who later joins the church has a gift and is fitted in the body. And over in Rome, or through the Holy Spirit assigns one of the following, then born again. They are listed in three different passages in the Bible, Romans chapter 12, 6 through 8. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith, or ministry, let us wait for our ministering, or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that sheweth mercy, with cheerfulness. And it's prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhorting, giving, ruling, and mercy. And then 9 and 10. Let love be without dissimulation. It's horrible that which is evil. Cleave. Oh, I read the wrong one. Oh, well, I'll finish reading that one anyway. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honoring, preferring one another. Okay, wisdom, knowledge, faith. Every Christian has a measure of faith. And after salvation, we are to grow in faith and healing. Ceased when Scripture was complete, but God still heals. Amen. But we don't have these faith healers. Working of miracles ceased when Scripture was complete. God still does miracles, but we don't have these here faith healers to do it. And prophecy. Not a foreteller, but a foreteller. And that's and discerning of the spirits. Tongues cease when Scripture was complete. But we have tongues, which means languages. Interpretation of tongues ceased when Scripture was complete. And tongues still means languages. Because when a missionary goes, he got to learn that language of the people he's going to be preaching to and ministering to. Ephesians 4:11, the apostles ceased, and the prophets ceased when Scripture were complete. Evangelists, and this is the New Testament word for missionary, church planter. And then we have pastors and teachers. And Scripture testifies that every Christian has at least three gifts: ministry, that's serving; mercy, showing mercy to others; giving by faith; and gifts that have ceased and are not available today. Foundational gifts, apostles, those gifts expire due to the qualifications. And prophets, foretellers are inspired speakers, and the inspired scriptures are complete. Yeah. And in the temporary gifts, these are considered transitional gifts. Miracles, these are gifts at times to the apostles. At other times they did not have the gift. They ceased according to 1 Corinthians 13:8-10. Healing, the same is true concerning the gift of healing. It ceased also, but God still heals. God continues to perform miracles, and He continues to heal people. This is not the faith healing and not the faith healers. God performs miracles, but through human hands. And the gift of tongues was given in Acts 7:11, speak in another known tongue. The purpose was to preach the gospel. Tongues ceased in 1 Corinthians 13:8-10. But we have the languages. We have to learn the language of the people. It is tragedy when a Christian knows the Holy Spirit has given them a gift and they do not care to search out and discover which gift He gave them. Those people regret their decision when they stand before God at the judgment seat. Discover their gift but won't use it. And the one main gift He gives us the gift of witnessing, sharing the gospel. That's for all believers who've accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior. And three methods of discovering which gift the Holy Spirit gave you. Information today, the gifts in Romans 12:6-8 and 12:8-10, and carefully consider each gift and compare it to how you might fit that gift. And in motivation, what part of the church ministry do you greatly enjoy and motivates you? Some people can teach and do a good job, but it's not what they enjoy. I believe that the Holy Spirit gives you a want to along with the gift. examination. Examine the characteristics of each gift. Pray and ask God for wisdom to know your gift. Pray and ask God to reveal to you which He gave you. And seek the counsel of older, more experienced Christian people. Do not select a gift that just makes you look good. There's an attachment to this study that explains the characteristics of the gift in Romans. Here's a folder entitled Attachment, Lesson Number 4. And one little phrase is in Spanish, Vaya con Dios. Let's go with God. And Pastor, you want to close us in prayer?
Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the Lord. Help us to look at these things, get to the scriptures, say, know that they're for reason. We need to pay attention to this church is going to operate the way it's supposed to. Lord, help us to desire that manifestation of the Spirit that's given to every one of us to properly call. Lord, just pray we help us to understand what we need to do and what we need to be. What gift you've given us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.